Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Mr. Vice President and distinguished delegates. Allow me to draw your attention to three concerning issues regarding human rights in Afghanistan. First, the dissolution of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission. Second, the Taliban's edicts. And third, their judicial system. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, established in accordance with the Paris Principles under the 2004 Constitution, played a vital role in protecting and promoting human rights in Afghanistan. Its mandate included monitoring, verifying human rights violations. Notably, it contributed significantly to the promotion of gender equality, curbing gender-based violence, and protecting rights of people with disabilities. The present reality of the human rights situation in Afghanistan starkly contrasts with this progress. The dissolution of Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission by the Taliban left Afghanistan without a national human rights institutions, depriving victims of human rights abuses of effective legal remedies and recourse. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission continuously exercising its work in exile. Presently, the special rapporteur on the Afghanistan on the human rights situation in the Human Rights Service of United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan serve as the primary international bodies monitoring, reporting on human rights. Yet, given the gravity and the scale of ongoing human rights crisis in Afghanistan, the establishment of independent investigation mechanism complementary to existing human rights mechanism remains critical. This mechanism would provide victims and survivors with platforms to seek justice and offer help. Regarding the Taliban's decrees, the Taliban claims of respecting international human rights treaties ratified by Afghanistan are unfounded, as this is evidenced by their issuance of over 200 edicts, decrees, and directives, with the majority of them violating the rights of Afghan citizens, particularly women. Their edicts not only contradict Afghanistan's existing laws legislated by the Republic in previous governments, but also infringe Afghanistan's international obligation. Mr. Vice President, Afghanistan's legal history has shown that almost all of Afghanistan's constitutions, especially the 2004 constitution, included Islamic jurisprudence with a harmonic approach to human rights. However, the Taliban's interpretation of Sharia is adversarial to human rights, and they consider it is a Western concept. This worldview poses a huge threat to Afghanistan's society into the value of human rights. At a time when Afghans strive for just laws in compliance with human rights principles and impartial judiciary that responds to the needs of their society, Taliban's judicial appointees lack inclusivity, and their appointees also lack qualification required for such roles. Their justice system lacks due process in addition to executing cruel inhuman treatments, as my other colleagues from delegation mentioned. This has left Afghanistan and Afghan people helpless for achieving justice and peace. Despite these unprecedented challenges, millions of Afghans, including human rights defenders, journalists, scholars, particularly women movement, remain steadfast in their commitment to exposing human rights violation of Taliban, encountering their false narrative of peace and stability. In conclusion, we urge concerted effort to hold the Taliban accountable for their violation of human rights and support the establishment of a mechanism to address the ongoing human rights crisis in Afghanistan. Thus, we call upon the international community to stand in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan in their struggle for human rights, justice, and lasting peace. I thank you.